Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All right, you heard the big news from Laura. It's making national news. Very unusual when a local law enforcement group or local prosecutors charge a federal agent. You have jurisdictional issues. You have obviously the usual issues that are involved when you're talking about a law enforcement agent in the commission of their duties when it comes to trying to figure out, all right, is there a case or not? That's really the question I had. My initial reaction, you can listen back to it on the podcast. Just search Drive Time with DeRusha, or you can rewind the video on Facebook or on YouTube on the WCCO radio channels. But my initial reaction is that just because the federal government is going to obstruct and not assist in the investigation the way that they always have done with the state of Minnesota doesn't mean that we shouldn't prosecute if we think there is a reason to do so. Joe Tamburino has been studying the criminal complaints, has listened to what County Attorney Mary Moriarty has said, and he joins us in studio today. Joe, it's good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
This is unusual, right? I mean, it's unusual when a law enforcement officer gets charged in general, I think.
Yes, it's very unusual. And I've only seen this once before here locally, and that just happened a month ago when the Hennepin County Attorney's Office charged Gregory Morgan, another ICE agent, in that issue of a second-degree assault, a road rage-type thing on the freeway. Now, there's still an active warrant for him. It's been out since April 16th nationwide, and there's been no progress on that case. But that's the only other time of recent memory.
All right, so let's give people sort of the scenario here, at least the facts as we know it. Because the initial story, and I think a lot of you remember it because it was a colorful story. This story that an ICE agent was being attacked by a couple of guys using a broom and a shovel. Bear in mind, this was January 14th. It was cold. It was winter. And the idea of a couple of illegal immigrants beating the crap out of an ICE agent with a shovel and a broom is sort of like, you say, well, they're probably going to shoot. I mean, I think that's a reasonable reaction a lot of people would have. Except the story fell apart. And it's not just the Hennepin County attorney who is saying these guys were lying. It was a federal judge who threw out the charges against Julio Sosa Solis, the North Minneapolis man, and his roommate, Alfredo Alyorna. They were initially charged with assaulting a federal officer. Joe, the story has fallen apart so much to the point where members of the Trump administration were saying, like, there's a chance these guys are going to be charged with perjury for lying about what happened. So that's sort of the background. When you look at these charges, I guess the first question is, before we get into jurisdiction and whether we'll be able to do anything, is there a case here in a law enforcement officer lying and then also you know, the use of force in this case, where it seems like Solis Sosa was on his, at least he was fleeing. He was shot running away.
Yes. I mean, when you just look at the complaint, sure, there is a case. And out of all of the situations, unfortunate situations by far, that have transpired here in Minnesota with ICE, this has the most ammunition for the state to bring charges. There's no doubt about that. For the reasons that you have stated, which is, I mean, they charged the victims in federal court, and then in February those charges were dismissed. And you're right. People from the Trump administration are saying they're going to look at this officer with some type of perjury charge.
This is pretty bad. This is not like what you would expect like a Minnesota state trooper to be doing, you know?
That's right. And the other thing that the state has is they have some partial investigation that was doing a joint investigation with the federal government.
That was fascinating.
Right.
And this became a flashpoint, right? That the Trump administration shut down any sort of joint administrations. According to this criminal complaint, you see when it was shut down, because they started doing an interview of one of the ICE agents, right?
That's right. So the other part that's broken to the state's favor is that is that there was a joint investigation, at least to some degree here. The other aspect,
it looks like it lasted 12 minutes or something. But they have something together, which is
That's right. And the other aspect of this is they have recordings and they have ShotSpotter. And here's the irony of this, Jason. It was only, I think, last year in our city council that they were talking about how they should do away with ShotSpotter. There were all these objections from the left about ShotSpotter.
The left has been very against ShotSpotter. And ShotSpotter, for people who don't know, is sort of an audio technology that it's not perfect, but it does give dispatchers sort of a first warning of like, hey, sounds like a shot was fired here. Might be a firecracker, but it's pretty good at the AI now. It's pretty good at ferreting that stuff out.
That's right. There have been objections from the left about ShotSpotter, as well as all the cameras on the street.
Right.
Well, this
privacy
case,
and why are you putting them all in the black neighborhoods? And
yes. Yeah. And so, but this case is taking ShotSpotter and the videos from the street and using it to prosecute a federal official. Mm. So, you know, these tools of investigation are important. And they're using them in this case.
One of the things I found interesting as we talk with our legal analyst, criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino, is that the call. So step one is a shot spotter. Step two is a 911 call that comes from a Minneapolis police officer. Step three is the dispatcher turning the camera that they had in this area towards the house. And that camera picked up pretty much everything in a time that the ICE agents did not have body worn cameras.
That's right.
Nor do we know that it would be turned over even if they had it, I guess, the way that things are going.
Well, that question is a really good question, which is, even if the ICE agents had body worn cameras, would they have been turned over to the state? My guess is they would not have been. But these cameras that are on the streets, you know, you and I can't jump on them and, you know, start turning them left and right or up and down. But the police can. And this is why they're important. They're cameras that are on a public street. When you walk on a public street, there is very little right to privacy because you're in the open air. Same thing with the ShotSpotter. So, you know, out
of all
the cases,
great work by the dispatcher, too, to like recognize, like, oh, we got a camera over there. Let's turn it.
That's right. So out of all the cases that have come forth, they've got the best ammunition in this one, they being the local prosecutors.
I suspect there's a but. Is there a but?
Yeah, there is a but. There's a couple of big buts. So, yeah, there's a few of them. Number one is this whole nationwide warrant. All that means is that there's an active warrant that could be executed in all 50 states and U.S. territories.
Aren't all warrants that?
Most are. You don't have to do. You could do an in-state
warrant. Sounds
good,
though, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
Yes.
Did
they issue an APB? Can we put out all of the like cool catchphrases?
That's right. Yeah. Everything from TV.
Doesn't matter.
And like I mentioned in that other case, there's been an active warrant out for that individual for over a month.
Yeah.
So that's
number
one. You
got to know where the person is and go get them, right?
I would imagine these are ICE agents. People know where they are. I mean, yeah. I don't think think they're hiding underground. So number one about the warrant. Number two is, as soon as this person goes to court here, I would here being in Hennepin County, I would imagine his attorney is going to remove this to federal court, which is his right. And then number three, once he gets into federal court, he will make a motion to dismiss under the Supremacy Clause, specifically under a U.S. Supreme Court case called Nagel, I believe from 1880. That basically says this in a nutshell. If a federal official was working within the color of their duty, the scope of their duty, the state can't prosecute them. So this is in for a long haul of litigation. And those are the buts.
That last but is a big one for all of the cases that I think many people in Minnesota would like to see at least a court process on, right?
That's right.
The shooting of Alex Pretty, the shooting of Renee Good. Those cases, to me as a layman, are actually more challenging to get a guilty verdict for, because if you want to talk about being in the throes of their job, like, those were very much sort of, there are a lot of questions to ask about the police work that was used there. But with Renee Good, you're like, well, I don't know, you can talk yourself into a justification for that. Alex Pretty, even, it all happened very, very quickly, and you could say, like, the fact that one officer yelled that he had a gun, even though the gun was pulled off of Alex Pretty at the time the shots were fired, it's a matter of less than a second.
Right. Right. And with those two cases,
just tougher cases is all I'm saying.
They are. And with those two cases, you're not even going to get this far right now, because the federal government was not cooperating at all on those cases. And they are quite different in this case, because in this case, if everything pans out as the way the complaint says it does, and we've seen the video, you have an officer shooting into a house, presumably with a closed door. So, you know, I mean, it's a totally different factual scenario. That's why I stated this case has the best legs to advance on.
It's all super interesting. I mean, I am a little disgusted that, like, we had to go through major investigatory techniques to even figure out the name of this guy. I just think this is not how we want justice. Any good law enforcement officer, this isn't how you would want it to be done, the way that the federal government has decided that this had to go.
And especially with the lack of cooperation, because, you know, I mean, when the federal government says, we're just not going to give you any information, it's very hard to force them to do otherwise.
Yeah.
Very hard. And the only time we've ever seen this kind of a case or this kind of a, you know, procedure is when we think back to the Ruby Ridge incident back in 1990. I mean, those who are old enough to remember that, in that case, you had federal agents storming basically a local guy there for weapons charges. And then a shootout happened, and obviously some federal officials died, and then the victims died on the civilian side. But there was a whole process there about this same issue, which is the Supremacy Clause, removing it to the federal courts. So we're going to see that play out here, too.
Do you expect a charge in the Pretty or the Good shootings?
I would right now say no. I would be surprised, only because, again, there hasn't been a peep as to whether or not there would be any shared information. Yeah. I mean, think about it this way.
Hard to reconstruct that. Well, even the BCA did a lot of work to reconstruct this, and they had a lot to work with.
Well, remember, even in the Pretty case, BCA wasn't allowed even on the scene.
On the scene.
So
yeah.
I don't see how you're going to be able to charge anyone, let alone a police officer, when there is a dearth of investigative material. I mean, how do you get past probable cause? Even if you decide to charge by complaint, there's no grand jury, and you walk into court as a prosecutor, the defense attorney is surely going to argue that we know, just based on public information, there's a whole wealth of information out there in this investigation that the prosecutor does not have, which means there could be some exculpatory evidence and no probable cause, and you could see what happens.
Joe Tamburino, great stuff. Appreciate the insight in real time. This breaking story just this afternoon. I know you came right from court too. So
yeah,
thank
I did.
You.
No problem.
You know, that's why you got to watch on the stream. You can see Joe's nice suit. You can tell it's a court day. It's a court day. Joe Tamburino with us here on Drive
Time.
Thank
you.
We're going to break in just a minute. Another Minnesota company telling workers, get off your couch and come into the office. How are you guys feeling about the shift? We'll talk about it when we come back here on Drive Time. Get back to work. Is anyone surprised? Is anyone surprised? Did you guys really think that all of the bosses, when times got tough for their company, that they were all going to say, you know what? I love hybrid work. Come on. Bosses are going to boss. When times are tough, bosses like one thing, butts in seats. They want your butt in your seat. They want to walk down the cubicle farm and see Mary and Braden and Ramona, and they want to see you're working. Remote work. It was a good run. You guys enjoyed it. You got to go to work in your pajamas. You got to pretend that you were working on a long-term project when you were really taking a walk around the lake. General Mills is the latest to say...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
See you in the office. We'll see in Golden Valley. Now, because our workers are incredible babies, General Mills going from 3 days to 4 days a week, effective, well, how long would you think? Josh is in for Dan today. Mm-hmm. So today is May 18th. You know, I get it. If you work from home 2 days a week, perhaps you have a nanny 3 days a week, so you might need a little time to figure out how to get a little extra child care on day four, right? Because I don't know what else the difference would be.
Yeah,
you got to pay for parking one more. Not at the General. Mm. They got a big old lot, big old
they
ramp.
They got you covered.
When you think about it, Josh, mm-hmm. how much time do you think people would need? It's May 18th. You're the CEO. We're going from 3 to 4 days. When would you make it effective? Don't overthink it. You're over
30.
30 days?
Gives them a good cushion, but not too much. I don't know. It's not like you're learning to ride a bike again. You're doing the same thing. You're not going to go into a cubicle and be like, what is this? Where am I?
They are giving people until September 8th.
Okay.
September 8th. After Labor Day, you know.
What are you going to do with the other 3 months?
Well, they just keep doing what they're doing now, and they probably have the summer Fridays or whatever a lot of the companies have around here.
Yeah. That's a long time.
It's plenty of notice. It's because everybody is...
Look, like just budgeting or what?
No, it's because people are incredible whiners about this. Josh, if you currently work from home 2 days a week, mm-hmm. you perceive that as a benefit of your employment. And when they call it to just one day, it feels like they've taken something from you. And so people lose their mind over it. They lose their mind over it. And my view has always been that the reason people fight so hard to hang on to the ability to work from home is because they're not really working that hard from home. That it's way easier than it was to go into work. And I think the corporate goons are correct that if you want to turn a company around, you need people to rally to the cause and you need them to be in the room where it happens.
Yeah.
Now, Texter says with gas prices high, wouldn't less people driving to work lower demand for gas and lead to lower prices? No.
Not really.
Because what happened over the last couple of years is not a reduction. There was a reduction in traffic congestion, but not necessarily a reduction in the amount of time people are spending on the road. Because now you can go to your kid's choir practice or choir performance, or you can go to track and field, or you can go to soccer, you can go to hockey, you can go to lunch with your mom, you can do other stuff.
Yeah.
Now, a texter says that to add one extra day of daycare maybe is going to take 90 days. I was mostly kidding about the length of time. I had a child in daycare. Now, my child didn't go to creme de la creme, the daycare of the gods. Just went to a regular daycare, but... I don't know. I think it's good, man. Get back to the office. You know what? If you want to weigh in, let's go. 651-461-9226. General Mills joins so many other companies. Target, Best Buy, Medtronic, among the companies that have said, nope, we got to come to work a little bit more. People are calling in, so let's do it. We'll break, and then we'll hear from you. I want people back in the office. I think it's better for community. It's better for the workplace. And frankly, I think it's better for a lot of people who have become absolute weirdos because they have no social interaction with other people. So there. If that doesn't get people to call in, I think you know where I feel of work from home. Drive time back. I love if you listen to me if you're at home, though. That's fine. We're back in a minute. So texter... Texters are all over the place. 651-461-9226. I want people to go back to the office. I believe it's better for the company. And frankly, I think it's better for most people. I believe that work from home has taken people who are already weirdos and made them incredible weirdos. Isolation is not good for anyone. And work is one of the only places in the world where you end up sitting next to and working with people who disagree with your outlook on life. We have siloed ourselves into neighborhoods where everyone we live with thinks like us. Everyone we socially hang out with thinks like us. But when you go to the workplace, you don't know what sort of weird stuff margin accounting is into and thinking about and talking about.
Yeah.
And sometimes a little bit of cross-pollination into other people's weird world makes us all a little more empathetic, understanding. I think it's good. It's good.
Did you see those skyways today? Pretty busy.
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
Now, I get that going from hybrid where you're working from home 2 days a week to only working from home 1 day a week is a bit of a challenge. So if you have 3 days of daycare and maybe you let the kid hang out at home while you were at home on 1 day, and now you need 4 days. And so you get 3 months to figure it out. If you cannot figure it out in 3 months, I mean, especially at General Mills where they have... They have like a partner. They have, there's some stuff. Now, a lot of you are saying, I'll read some of these texts. Why is it that the work from home crowd only texts and doesn't call? I'm just saying.
Poking the bear, Jason.
I think if you could face the facts, you would admit it. That the people who have turned work from home into a religion are weird. And they like it, and they want to be alone, and they don't like other people, and they don't like other noises. And I say, we don't really care. We've pretended to care for a couple of years, and you knew that no one really cared. And it's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for you. And you can make it weird. If you're a weirdo and you want to make it weird at work, I feel that that should be your right. That should be your gift. That should be your joy. But if you are already hybrid 3 days a week, going from 3 to 4, and you're complaining, I don't know. You had a good run. It was a good run. Texter, sorry, Hennepin County is not coming back downtown like Fry wants. They've sold property and there is not enough office space anymore. Hennepin County is number one on my hit list of who I'm ticked off about when it comes to working from home. Mm-hmm. Hennepin County absolutely let down the taxpayers of Hennepin County by deciding that now 5 years post-COVID, that it's an efficient way to serve the public by having people at home and not having service windows open and delaying trying to get permits and inspections and licenses. It's insane.
Sounds pretty lazy to me.
I think it's insane. Texter, focus on output, not input. Well, these companies are focusing on output.
Yeah.
I think there are some people who can work more efficiently at home. There are. And if I were a manager, what I would try to take from this work from home era is the fact that people want more flexibility. Mm. They want more flexibility. And I think bosses need to not be such a pain in the butt. And they need to not be so like, oh, why are you leaving early? Like, if you're an employee that I trust is doing good work and you want to leave early, you should leave early. That's what I think. Now, Andrew and I think are aligned. Working at home is a privilege, and in-office workers should be compensated. People that work from home have built-in daycare or can go to the doctor's office in the middle of the day without taking off. I would have preferred to see workplaces 2 years ago say, hey, we're going to have a hybrid work environment, but if you come to work 4 days a week, we're going to give you a 5% pay bump. And if you come to work 5 days a week, we're going to give you a 7% pay bump. And so you're incentivizing people to come in. I think that would have been better than this way where now, you know, oh, no.
But I would what is the end game? What is the end game slash benefit, I guess, of being in office compared? Like, I feel like the compensation would be a very unfair step to take, because what are they looking for in office that they, besides the obvious of not being able to monitor them frequently at home,
why does the company want them in office?
I'm not understanding why that would be an incentive.
Well, it's because you can't let, now look, if you're a computer coder and you just work alone and you just do your thing, mm-hmm. or your accounts payable, maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But for many jobs, the sort of camaraderie that you get.
Got it.
Companies always bring up this like, well, you know, sometimes great ideas happen through accidental conversations.
Got it.
I do think if you're trying to grow and learn and advance and become a leader, you need to actually see someone being a leader.
Yeah. No, and I see that. I didn't know if maybe it was something outside of that. The camaraderie, the conversations, that's obvious. But yeah. Okay.
They'll say some of this stuff, but that's Texter. Over the last 5,000 years, most people work from home. They were farmers. I do think government should be in office. Well, yeah. And how many weird farmers do you know? So isolated.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Any municipal employee should have to work in their associated downtown and support the economy, says a texter. State's AG office got rid of a third of their office space. Now they don't have enough space for everyone if all were needed in the office. Guys, let me tell you, just like you got rid of office space, you can find new office space, yeah, and you could probably get it at a hell of a deal right now. Everyone is all of a sudden very worried about the amount of square footage their employer has. Yeah. We've got like a whole cadre of commercial real estate people out there now. Very, very nervous. Come on. This is a good point. General Mills is a manufacturer of food. All those people who manufacture the food have been working 5 days a week at the plant since COVID through COVID. These corporate people are just whiners.
Mm-hmm.
I do think a lot that there, I think it was Graco, there was a company very early on where they said, you know, most of our workers are in plants, manufacturing plants. If I were a CEO and my company was on the back, the backbone of my company was blue collar workers in plants, you better believe I would make my pencil pushers show up to be in office in solidarity.
Yeah.
And yes, you probably, now would I give you flexibility? Absolutely. You'd have flexibility to go to the doctor, go to your kid's sports. If your kid's soccer starts at 4 o'clock, go to your kid's soccer. I am confident that if you hire the right people, they're going to do the work, right? Give that flexibility. But this idea that everybody should be hybrid or, oh, just measure that, like, come on. I guess now seek that out if that's important to you as a worker.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I welcome the corporate goons doing the right thing and making people come back to work. Drive Time, going to take a break. The texters are not with me. I think they mostly don't like that I said people are weirdos.
Yeah, there's worse things.
It's the silent majority out there that's like, you know what? I thought all those people were weirdos too.
Yeah.
We're back in a minute to talk about the final week of Stephen Colbert. Late night TV, put a fork in it. I think it's over, and it's been over for a while. We'll talk about that when we come back.
It's not the 4th of July,
cheers,
so you drop melons. Thank you. Same to you.
I think it's better if we miss. I think we want hard pavement here.
Yeah, let's ignore the target. Ready?
Yep.
Go. Yes! Oh, my goodness.
It is like the 4th of July.
I mean, as a kid who grew up absolutely worshiping David Letterman, seeing David Letterman and Stephen Colbert throwing watermelons and other stuff off the roof of the Late Show, Ed Sullivan Theater. I mean, pretty good. Colbert goes off the air this week, and I grew up loving late night TV. Letterman was number one for me. I was allowed to stay up late and watch Bette Midler sing to Johnny Carson on his final show. I love Tom Snyder, his kind of late night one-on-one interviews. Late night TV helped formulate the broadcaster I am today. And it's done. I think it's done. And it makes me sad. What I wonder about, if it wasn't for politics, and the politics of the last, say, 10 years, the Trump era, if it wasn't for politics, would late night TV be more viable? Because certainly Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert have gone hard after Trump. And I think two things have happened. One, the late night comedians have become too political.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
And two, Trump supporters are big babies. And objectively, Donald Trump is funny. There's funny energy that comes out of it. Now, do I think Colbert and Kimmel channel the funny versus the mean? Often I think they lean too towards me. Mm-hmm. And Trump's funny. Sorry. Like whenever Trump says something that people on the left get enraged about, people on the right are like, he's just being funny. He's a funny guy. But whenever somebody makes a joke about Donald Trump, who's the real snowflake out there?
Yeah.
I think we know who it is. I see it in the text. We spent all of the Biden years complaining about the kind of woke word police. Now, if anybody makes a joke about Trump, you call for them to be fired. So I don't know. Obviously, streaming has changed the game, right? And people just don't watch TV the way they used to. Yeah. I think maybe this was going to be gone anyway. But this week, I think it's officially toast. Continental Diamond Time, 4:57.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.